But even here, there is a touch of God's grace. Because you see, the walls of hell, Lewis tells us in The Pilgrim's Regress, the walls of hell are as much a barrier as they are a tourniquet. You know, you put a tourniquet on to stop your bleeding? Well, hell is a tourniquet or a quarantine that keeps the blood, and in this case, the disease of sin contained. It actually prevents the damned from hurting themselves more. Likewise, it prevents the damned from spreading their misery to the blessed who live in heaven. For Lewis, we must never, never fall into that fine-sounding liberal plea that no one can be happy until everybody is happy. Now, that sounds nice. It sounds like we're going to pull everyone up to happiness. But you know what that really does? It pulls everyone down to misery. How many of you have had an experience where you went on a picnic and you brought along with you a miserable, self-centered child? And that child decides that he does not want to have any fun. And so he makes sure that nobody else has any fun. He makes everybody miserable only because he is miserable. Well, you know what? In heaven, that power to make other people miserable is denied. No longer can that be done. The manipulation that parades as unselfishness, the pity that binds, the love that smothers, all of these things are strictly confined to hell. Heaven is above such pettiness. No longer will we allow people to drain our joy away from us because they want nothing to do with joy. Now, the skeptic will ask, if God is so loving, why doesn't he do something for these poor lost souls? But Lewis tells us God has already done something. He sent his son to die for us. I mean, what else can God do? What greater act of love than sending his son to die for us? What else can Lewis do? Can Christ or God do? Lewis asks us. And anyway, Lewis tells us in a kind of an interesting analogy, God is like a gambler who gambled for high stakes when he granted us free will. You see, free will means we can choose God, but we can also choose Satan. Well, God is an honest enough gambler to let the chips fall where they may. One of the ways I like to explain it is Americans like to think that heaven is an A and hell is an F, and nobody likes to get an F in school. But a better way to look at it, and I think Lewis would agree with this, is that those who go to heaven go to the college of heaven, and those who go to hell go to the college of hell. We get what we desire and what we are truly seeking. All right, before I move on, I would like to look quickly at a theological oddity of the Great Divorce. And this theological oddity is something that has upset many Christians, especially more conservative ones, because the Great Divorce seems to suggest that we will have a second chance to accept Christ in the afterlife. Traditional Christianity says you make your choice before you die and you lie in it, so to speak. Lewis seems to suggest a second chance after death. Well, the problem here, and it's one Lewis addresses in many other works, is that we don't really understand what eternity means. As human beings, we live in time, past, present, future. God lives in an eternal realm, a place where there is no time. Eternity is not the present going on forever. Eternity is, or let me put it this way, eternity is not time going on forever. Eternity is an eternal present, a single moment almost, if you will. Now, Lewis reasons, to say that God lives outside of time, to say that he experiences time as a single unity, what that means is that God does not technically foresee the future. God does not foresee anything. God sees. The same way we human beings see the present, that's how God sees the past, the present, and the future. Everything is an eternal present to God. Now, why is that important? Well, in traditional Calvinist thought, which believes in predestination, they would say, well, how can God foreknow the future without also predestining it? Lewis would say, again, you don't understand. Foreknowledge is not really foreknowledge. Foreknowledge is a present knowledge. It's a perpetual present.